from that well-seasoned heirloom cast-iron pot to your mamma's tea set, kitchen and tableware through the ages reveal the history and evolution of food. Join me, Chef John Falls, and author Patrick Dunn, proprietor of Lucullus Antiques, as we talk about culinary antiques on Stirring It Up coming this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for Zadikoe Pasale comes from Pellerin Life Insurance Company. Pellerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
All right, it is 1 minute past 11 o'clock, and I just want to say good morning to my family who's driving in from Baton Rouge, my sisters, and them little ones, and my niece, Tracy, and Megan and Morgan. How are we doing this morning? And I know you're listening to Uncle John.
How old are they now, John?
They are, what, nine?
Nine? Oh, Lord, that's some conversation there, Ben.
Oh. Uncle John.
Yeah. Oh, man, I know when they get home now, they're going to say, oh, I heard you on the radio. And some little Tracy, too. And some little Topes.
Some little Tracy, some little Topes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they're coming for the day.
They got to come and see they come and see Clarence.
Oh, okay.
Who's in the hospital right now.
Okay.
And that's my nephew, who's in serious condition.
What, okay. Oh, so you got to feed him, though, John.
Yeah, and you know, their sister-in-law always.
Got food for him.
Always got food for him. You know, when they called last night, it was 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I was at the store tonight.
And I got to give it to my wife. She always prepares something. They better be thankful I have a good wife. You know,
that's good.
And they have a good daughter-in-law.
That's good. All right, let's see. March 16th to 17th. Let me see. Chadtown Riders, Dynamic Duo Production, DJ Big Bubba presents to you Big Four-Wheeler and Trail Ride Benefit, a benefit now, for DJ Big Mac. And Big Mac, we certainly wish you well, brother.
Yeah, that's right,
Jim. Yeah.
That's right.
Two separate locations, one at Frilo Cove and Ville Platte, Louisiana. Okay, March 16, 2013, this one is in Frilo Cove. The event is calling out all four-wheelers, golf cart, bikers, and tractors. How about that, John?
And tractors.
And horses to come out to represent who you riding with. And the place is going to be at Leday's Family Place, Highway 190 to Highway 103.
Where is that, though? Oh, I have an idea.
Outside. Yeah. There before you get the mallet and stuff, all of that.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Look for signs. The gate opens at 8 a.m. until ride leaves at 12 noon. Donation $10 a person. Music by DJ Short Doggy and DJ Lil D. Plenty of refreshments and food. So this event is for a good cause to support your local DJ, Big Mac, who has been sick for the past 4 months. I didn't realize it's been that long.
Yeah.
We're looking for all support and love for the DJ, best DJ in Evangeline Parish. I'm glad they cleared that up. That's it, Evangeline Parish, the best DJ, DJ Big Mac. On March the 17th, we'll be in Ville Platte, and this will be at the trail ride is at Donna Ray's place on Highway 1161. No four-wheelers allowed. This is Pine Point Road. Gates open at 8 a.m. until the ride leaves at 12 noon, and music by DJ Big Bubba. Donation $10 a person. Live entertainment, 3 p.m. until by no other than my big brother, the boss. And this is coming from Big Mac here and Bubba. Mr. Keith Frank and Swallow Zydeco Band will be performing. That will be on the 17th. Keith Frank and Swallow Zydeco Band will be there. Plenty of security. In at your own risk. Contact DJ Big Bubba, 337-831-4910. Or Facebook or email at djbigbubba@yahoo.com. And have a great time. This is going to be March the 16th and 17th. A good thing for a good benefit for a great, great guy. And this is a benefit for DJ Big Mac. So let's make sure that we
get
more
information. When is it taking place again?
March 16th. March the 16th, we'll be in Frelo Cove, which we got plenty of time. March 16th, Frelo Cove. March 17th, in Ville Platte.
That's Saturday.
That's good.
That's
on a Saturday.
That's good. Uh-huh. Curly Tina is going to be over to at Vermilionville tomorrow from 1 to 4. And it's a bal de dimanche.
And bal de dimanche.
You want to join in a running of the Rams?
We got to run them? How far we got to run them?
I don't know. They say in running of the Rams. So we got to chase the Rams.
Like a sheep.
Yeah.
We got to chase them.
Yeah.
What happens when they stop running and they turn around and start coming
back?
Well,
you run the other way.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can handle all of that. Up the Rams.
No. It's Acadiana High School is sponsoring a running of the Ram on March the 2nd. And that's to benefit Acadiana High Academy of Business and Finance. And this is all going to happen over in Scott. And the run starts. It's a one-mile run and walk, now, by the way.
No Rams?
No. You don't have to worry about
that. That sounds like a fun deal.
And then they got the 5K run. One start at 7:30. That's the fast
I could probably do the 5K. I could do the 5K.
How many miles is that?
The K stand for can't for me.
the K
for me, 5K, the K is a can't.
I'm looking at that. Can you imagine seeing both of us trying to run?
Run 5K.
Then we got our little shorts. You know, we got a little running shorts.
Tight shorts. They come way up to your hips.
See how I'm running out there? Oh man. We'll be ready to exercise. Oh, yeah.
Exercise, stretch.
Stretching out of there.
Just let them take off and wait. Just go stand at the end. Wait until they get close and start running back in. I beat them. I got them.
Yeah, I made it. Y'all didn't see me. Y'all didn't see me pass y'all up.
I passed y'all so fast, y'all didn't see me.
Just a little dust. Contact Acadiana High School at 984-2646, and they can give you more information. So they got a lot of food and got some T-shirts and all that kind of stuff they're going to be giving away. Of course, it's the adults is $30. And the Lafayette Parish students are $15. And it's always a worthy cause anyway.
Anytime you're helping the school.
Yeah, always doing that. And, of course, Acadiana is the best because premier school in Parish.
Is it?
Yes.
Sounds pretty good.
Whiskey drinking woman.
Ooh.
Mary Thomas. Yeah, he went to sleep on me right there, so I'm going to have to wake him up right there. But anyway, this is, she says that stranger is knocking at my back door.
Not the milkman.
No.
Nope. He's always at the front door.
Yes.
There's a stranger knocking on my door. There's a stranger knocking on my door. That man been gone so long, somebody's taking.
I'm not gonna leave you for someone else.
Please don't, honey.
All right. We'll be right back.
Somebody else is sleeping in your bed.
I don't know why. Why you gonna do the thing you do?
You make me.
I don't know why. I don't know why you do what you're doing. Well, I've been gone, oh, babe. I've been gone too long.
Too long.
Well, babe. I'm back home to stay. You done me wrong. What's the matter?
Oh, yeah. You see, this is the way it is. I'm going to talk to the ladies right now. You see, this is the way it is when your man want to go off and leave you for somebody else.
Yeah.
And then after they're gone for a while and things don't work out the way they want it to work, then they want to come on back to you. But I got news for that guy. I'm going to tell him right now. Stranger. You don't live here anymore. Hey, stranger. You don't live here anymore. You've been gone so long. Somebody else is taking your place.
My days are so long. I'm here and I'm longing. I'll be waiting on you.
Country. Oh yeah. It spice. And we lack our dirty rice. In Louisiana, 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 Louisiana. It's a side of cool country. Oh yeah. It brings joy to your whole body and soul. Brings joy to your whole body and soul. It's a side of cool country. We got Creole cooking, we got Cajun cooking, we got the alligators, we got a lot of good lookings in Louisiana, 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 Louisiana. It's a side of cool country.
Tell me what you gonna do when you well run Now when your baby say bye, now you just gonna sit around and wipe your weeping eyes. Now tell me what you gonna do. Now when the sun goes, turn it up on you. Now what you gonna do? Now tell me what you gonna do. Now when the sun goes, turn it up on you. Now what you gonna do? Tell me what you gonna do. Now when the sun goes, turn it up on you. Now what you gonna do? Tell me.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from four convenient locations, Jennings, Iaway, Iota, and Lake Arthur. It's the new standard in banking. The Bank, the quiet bank.
Tune into the flip side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other treats. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on Caribbean.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, and Briggs Brown and Bayou Cajuns. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
All right, Mel, we're
back. All right. You okay?
Majid, room.
Oh, yeah. That will be award ceremony for Don Cravens.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Don. Wherever you may be, whatever you're doing, you and Charles, we miss you guys. There will be an award ceremony on March the 14th at the Civic Center in Opelousas. And for more information, you may call Leona Boxy. Her number is 230-9974. 230-9974 for more information. Because I don't have all the details, don't know a lot about it, but I know it's March the 14th, and that is an award ceremony for Mayor Don Cravens of Opelousas. We'll be recognizing him, I'm sure, for some great things he's done. But just to let you know, that will be March the 14th, and that's at 6 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m. is kind of a get-together, talk about little things, you know, just kind of reminisce with your, with the friends that you know, and then the ceremony will start at 7 o'clock, and that will be March the 14th from 6 to about 8 or 9. All right, John, all right. What else going
that's
on?
That's good. I want to say good morning to Maya.
Maya.
Yes.
Bumate Maya.
Uncle John is telling you hello there.
And hello.
You want to tell your twin sister, too. Oh. Good morning to you. And that's your grandmother call this morning, Mako.
Mako. Bumate Mako.
And hope that I got a little.
You got a little choker.
I got a little choker in there.
I think, John, if you would just take some. Take your drink your whole bottle of castor oil. I think that'll fix
it. Oh, my goodness.
It'll clear everything you got.
Melon. remember we used to take that castor oil? And we had an outdoor toilet?
Yeah, outdoor, ladies and gentlemen.
And look, hey, well, we had two holes, by the way.
Oh, y'all were big shots.
Oh, yeah. You had two holes, side by side.
Oh, we had to take numbers. We had one hole.
And we had a little wall between it, but we had to walk through the same door.
Walk through the same door.
Yeah, a little petition, you see.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that is really an incredible story. I mean, you know, the ones who had outside toilets, you really know that story.
Oh.
You know, if you don't know anything about the outside toilet, ask someone and they can, it could be a little graphic.
Yeah. Oh,
it could
yeah.
be a little graphic. Western Auto was big times then because that was the book you had to read in
and
there.
Sears Roebuck.
And Sears Roebuck.
Oh, yeah, and Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, those were the ones.
That was the three big
ones. And then J.C. Penney's kind of came in later on.
Yeah, it sure did.
But they had those in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man, we had those, and then when it get full, we had to move it.
Oh, yeah, well.
We ain't going to talk about that.
Well, anyway, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. I know they're running around doing something this Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. JT, good morning to you. See you in a little bit. Hopefully it's all going well. Jane, good morning to you. All my nephews and my nieces all over the place. Just want to say good morning to all of you guys. Wherever you've been, whatever you may be doing, John, I want to tell you, I don't know if I told you, I went to see Dr. Gene Morris.
Yeah, how is he doing?
Doing well. I mean,
but he's back home.
He was still there. Actually, they are doing therapy with him, and he said he's standing up and doing a little bit of walking, which he was. That's what Miss Nellie had put that knot on the back of his head for to make him walk. But see, said, it's amazing how them other people can get it done. Oh yeah,
yeah.
But he was doing well, and
that's good.
It was good. He was did real good. Talked to Super Matt, his son, Matt, and talked to him, asked him about Super Matt. Said Super Matt was doing well, doing good. He's Super Matt is staying with him, and so he's doing well also and just getting along. I told him, bring him by. Yeah. We would love to hear from him and see him, and hopefully everything is going well for him.
Super Matt.
Super Matt. So just some of the friends, you know, we hadn't seen or spoken about in a long time, just to bring them back and let them know that we're thinking about
them. Yeah, that's good to know that he's doing well. Did you hear any more about Francis Muto?
Francis Muto.
You said something about it. He had a little light stroke or something.
He had a little light stroke, but the stroke couldn't really get to where it wanted to get because there was a lot of interference. So the stroke.
Come on now. Wait a minute. Did he have the pink suit on?
No, a good thing he didn't have the pink suit on. I think that kind of helped too. But he had strokes always trying to get to a certain place. But
what stopped it though?
Huh?
What stopped it?
There's a lot of interference. If you see it,
layers.
There's a lot of layers it had to go through, which really protected him, which was
it
a
started
good,
off on the outside.
He always got some great story things that's happening with him, you know.
When he was baking on the roof.
Couldn't get off the roof.
Because
it's hot. Can you imagine on top of the roof, man, and you weigh 700 pounds? That's hard to do. 700 pounds trying to get off of the roof. What?
Prince Muda doesn't pay no, he doesn't weigh no 700 pounds.
Ah, okay. I gave him 50 too much. But anyway, Francis Mouton, good morning to you.
Yeah. And Floyd
Anderson.
Floyd,
what's going on with
Floyd? Got a little crawfish pond out there.
I need to go give him some crawfish.
Yeah,
I wonder.
But it says not his first
not
year.
Really, so it's his first year?
Yeah, first year.
So he's eating them all.
Yeah, he's tasting them.
He tasted. Man, them things good.
Oh, yeah. The price is going down, by the way.
Are they? Well, that's going down, but the gas price is going up.
Oh, that's
why?
Thing.
Why? I haven't figured that part out.
Well, the what part was, they say why? Was that they having changed in the formula for the summertime. You know, every season they have to then change the formula to the gas. Now,
okay,
it's gasoline now.
Yeah,
and they have to change. That's what they're doing right
but
now.
I tell you what, it must be a slow process. And the formula is going to be, I guess it's going to be bad because, man, I tell you what, the gas is really, really
expensive. Yeah, $4.09.
Well, yeah, regular.
Premium.
The premium is $4.09. Oh, yeah. I've seen
Place $4.11. Well, I noticed someplace it was $5.25, and I saw, not here in Lafayette, but
okay.
I think up in the upstate someplace in New York.
Oh, yeah, man, I tell you what.
$5.25 a gallon.
Guess we need to go get us a buggy and some horses and stuff.
Oh, yes, indeed.
We'll just be a little late for work, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there, so it would be interesting. So horse and carriages are coming back. You know, so we can.
Well, I'm talking about horses. My son John, they went on that 5-day ride.
Yeah, how was it?
And he said it was nice. It was very nice. Every night they had they'd ride all day.
Uh huh.
The first day they rode, I think 17 miles.
Okay, that's a good.
18 miles.
That's a long way.
And he said what happened is that they have a lot of the horses, well gated horses. You know, the little Tennessee Walkers.
Right.
And some of those people out there just sit in the saddle and bounce. But he said their horse is a quarter horse.
Right.
And they bouncing all along the way. And he said they couldn't last.
No, that makes a difference in your legs.
Yeah.
You know?
And he said, but it was nice. It was an experience that he wanted to go through.
That's good.
And he said, so it was a nice ride. He said, talk about some horses from all over.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, because they do that, I think, once a year. And then it's the Black Rodeo, I think, going on.
Yeah, that's
going
right.
on there also.
They're going to have a 2 or 3 day rodeo.
Yeah, we got the Black Rodeo coming here in March 16th, I think
it is. Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be also. And by the way, on March the 17th, we're having our annual Founders Day program for Southern University.
Okay.
This year, we're going to highlight the athletic department.
Of Southern?
Yeah, of Southern. Okay. And what we're doing right now is to recognize all athletes, former athletes in this area. Now, if you played football, track, or bowl, or just play basketball.
Any sport.
Any sport at Southern.
Any sports, but
yeah.
And dice. No dice sports.
We want you to wear your little outfit, though.
John.
At the event.
John. Yeah. So you want to see Bugs Bunny again.
Yeah. But we want some pictures. We would like some pictures to win and now. Just to show the difference, we're going to try to develop a collage.
See who is the closest to the picture of when they took it?
Right.
I think that'd be a great award.
Yeah, that's
true. Let's see how close you look to the picture
today.
And some people, I'm telling you, probably are not that far from that. And there's some people that probably went 360, you know, from where they were. But that's just life.
You know Simmons at the school board office.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that he played semi-pro.
Baseball. Oh,
really? Yeah.
Baseball.
I didn't know that. And he's the one kind of spearheading and trying to get as many names of the people who are former athletes.
Well, I went to a school board meeting, and I try to go every week.
Yeah.
Talked to Tommy Angel the other day. Oh, that's you. You're the one on the other end.
Tommy Angel is something else.
Oh, yeah. I want to say good morning to Dan over at the Mercedes Place. He's always around. Pat, good morning to you. Sam, good morning to you.
Yeah.
That is Pat's son, Sam.
I know,
the historian.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's all into history. I mean,
really?
he's an interesting kind of guy to talk to, you know, about all kind of history stuff. So
well,
he's really into that.
Talking about that, Chubby Carey is trying to put a lesson plan of some sort. He wants to try to teach something about Zydeco music and all that in the school system, and he's trying to develop that
as a curriculum.
As a curriculum, rather, that's what the word I was looking for. And when he came over to the class a couple of weeks ago, and he came by and played in the class, and let me tell you, those kids were just crowding him in the classroom.
Good.
I had one young man was there, and he walked up to him and he said. He was sitting in the back of the class, and he said, Mr. B, can I come up front? Because I want to see this man play this. And he said, how can he play that? He's got on both sides, and then he can sing all at the same time.
Yeah, it's a lot of coordination.
That's right. And and so they have a lot of students who had called him or spoke with him after the program. It was a Mardi Gras program. And they say that they want to learn to play the accordion.
That's great.
And to know a little history about it. So he and I met, and we're gonna meet again. And I'm trying to get him in contact with some people like Herb Wilson,
right,
and Herman Fuselier, because they can do all that
stuff
for him.
Yeah, make that happen.
But let me say good morning to all of my students over at Acadiana High, by the way, too. And I spoke
where's Corey?
Corey
left that.
He
couldn't come back home.
We haven't seen him since
the Grammys.
I spoke with him while he was in California.
And that was it?
Yeah. And
you talked to him since?
I haven't
spoken. Corey is still in California.
Yeah, he's probably on his way back. Trying to find his way back.
Trying to find poor Corey.
But, you know, Corey, you're young.
Oh, I got plenty of time. At least he was nominated.
That's
some
right.
Some people have
That's
never been nominated. That's the key.
That's the truth, though.
That is the good thing.
Anyway.
All right.
That's something played by Keith Frank.
All right, Keith Frank.
Tote Delphi. My code is going out for you, Sharon.
Morning, Val and Faye up in Vegas this morning. Good morning to you guys. Hopefully y'all having a good time. Faye, I hope you and Val over there dancing. I'm letting the people know what kind of music we like. But Alfred, you and Tiny, good morning to you. Tracy Lorenzo, good morning to you guys. Marley, anyway, having a great Saturday, I hope.
said it's so hard to be alone.
Say good morning to Gene, Don, and Alicia this morning. Good morning to you guys. Hopefully everything is going well for you.
It's so hard to be all alone. When nobody's at home.
It's coming to an end right now. We got less than 4 minutes left of the program, Ellen, and it's been a wonderful program, I think, since 8 o'clock this morning.
Very good. Guess what? We'll do it again next year.
Yep, we'll be back again.
Come back again.
At 8 o'clock this coming Saturday.
And for those of you that gave up all that stuff for Lent, and that that you've done it so far, I want to congratulate you on doing that. It's a beautiful thing. Can you do the rest of it? We got a long way to go. Some people gave up stuff. You don't have to tell people what you gave up because that's kind of a diminished kind of thing. Only you need to know what you gave up. It's a beautiful thing, and if you didn't give up anything, start something. Something that you haven't been doing. Go help somebody. Go visit somebody in a nursing home. Go see Dr. Gene Mars over there at College Saloon. Not College Saloon. South College. I can't remember that. Oak Villa, maybe is the name of it.
That's where it is.
And go there and go visit with him. If it's someone, go see your grandmother more than you did. Go see your grandfather more than you did. Talk to your mother. If you don't talk to your mother, talk to your father. If you don't talk to your father, do some things. There's a lot of things you can do in this period of time. Make somebody happy.
Yeah, that's what we need to do, Mel.
Make somebody happy.
Make somebody happy.
Because
there's nothing wrong with you smiling with someone, too, as you walk along the highway. Because you know what? Why are you doing that?
Yep.
Anyway, I want to say good morning to my family who's coming in. I know that they're waiting to hear my voice. And the little groupers are coming in with their boudin.
The Boudin.
Yep.
The Boudin children.
The Boudin children.
They got it already?
Oh, yeah. They stopped. They stopped it. The Crochets, I think, got some
Boudin. Oh, got some Boudin. Okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah. They love that. And just want to say good morning to my son, Joey, in Atlanta, wherever he is. I don't know. Might be in the air someplace.
Right, tell Joey we'll be in Atlanta at the end of May for graduation. You going to be there?
Yeah.
All
right, Melvin, it was good. Right. Anyway, don't forget to stay tuned right here.
Don't move. Don't go nowhere.
Herman Fuseli coming right behind you. Keep that chair warmed up. Have a good weekend.
Give me my share. Give me my share. On Dari, je vais marcher. Oh oui, mon toussaint. Tu connais tout qui est. Tu connais qu'on fait. On a péquité. Tout qui qu'elle veut connaître, on fait jamais.